Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, July 25th, 2011. We'll begin this special meeting today with the invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford. If you'll rise, please.
Heavenly Father, again, I thank you for the opportunity and ask that you bless those overseas, those abroad and there, pray for the citizens, have them, ask that you bless them.
Amen.
Pledge of Union.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and possibly approve specifications for requests for proposals for digital conversion of microfilm images and indexing of official public records for the Jefferson County Clerk. Item B is to receive and file a professional services agreement with Garver for construction phase services associated with the new terminal access road from $210,600, which was approved on July 11th, 2011, to $193,315, which is the amended contract. And this project is going to be included in the next FAA Airport Improvement Project Grant Number 28. Item C is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a service agreement with Monroe's Uniform Services and Jefferson County Road and Bridge Precinct 2. Yearly cost for all 15 employees of Precinct 2 is approximately $2,535 or $211 per month. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion on those items?
Judge, if we could have Mr. Ross give a brief explanation on the airport issue for the public and the court, please. Item B.
Yes, sir. Commissioner, of course, I think this was brought up last week. That it's just the receive and file this week, but it's a contract related to the construction of a new entrance road from Highway 69 into the airport terminal. The bids have already come back, and we're in the process of applying for the grant for that road. And, of course, this amount will be covered in that grant. Again, I think the court approved it last week, and this item is just to receive and file this week.
And you don't see anything changing with this grant on that money? Nothing changing?
Well, as we all are aware, the most of the FAA staff, other than the necessary staff, are on furlough today. My understanding is the money is set aside. It's obviously it's from previous years' collections from excise taxes on the sales of airline tickets. Unfortunately, in theory, the FAA doesn't exactly exist, and they don't have any authority to disperse funds as of today. But from what I can tell, Mr. Boehner and President Obama are moving closer and closer all the time to fixing the problems over in Washington as far as adopting an FAA reauthorization bill and increasing the debt ceiling limit and all those things that are necessary to move this thing forward.
Okay.
So I do have hopes that by the end of the week we'll have some clarity on this. But in the meantime, the money's there, and as soon as they get authority to spend it, we should have it.
Thank you, Mr. Ross.
And this particular grant is from the entitlement funds, correct? Not the discretionary?
These are all entitlement funds, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Ross. Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. Under County Commissioners, we'll table item A. Our Peach Byram drought index numbers are down in the 340s, so I think we're safe in tabling the burn ban for at least another week. Item B is to consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Toki Richard for 27 years of dedicated service to Road and Bridge Precinct 2 of Jefferson County and wishing him well in his retirement. Item C is to consider and possibly approve Alex Rupp as the interim airport director effective August 1st, 2011. Item D is consider authorizing county judge to execute a letter of engagement with Vincent and Elkins Law Firm for review of Ford Park bond documents compliant with federal regulations and advice regarding contractual structuring. Approval is sought for fees not exceeding $15,000. And item E is to consider and possibly approve TxDOT Routine Airport Maintenance Program Grant Amendment Number 2 for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport, which increases the grant amount from $28,000 to $99,200 to include the project for a utility access road and additional herbicide growth inhibitor and airfield signs. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion on any of those four items?
Judge, just for discussion purposes, bring you up to date on item C. The FAA requires that we have some contact information on some of our bulletins, other things that do with airport operation. As a result, to meet this need, we feel like it's due diligence, go ahead and have an interim airport director assigned during this transition time when we bring the new airport manager on board. We expect this temporary position to last 2 to 4 weeks before we get the new director online.
You said two to four weeks. Okay.
During
before
the transition.
You gonna bring a name to the court, basically.
That's right.
Okay.
Any further discussion on any other item? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve utilizing available funds from capital project funds for the purchase of furniture for an election counting station. Item B is to consider and approve budget transfer for the library additional unemployment cost in the amount of $15,720. Item C is to consider and approve final abatement percentages in accordance with Golden Pass LNG Terminal LP tax abatement agreement. And item D is regular county bills, check numbers 355740 through 355997. And do I have a motion on those?
Judge, as part of that motion.
Yeah, I'm going to bring that up here in just a minute. As part of that motion, I need to, Mr. McNair, Mr. Berger, you want to come up to the podium just a second? What we move to approve today is going to be a 67% abatement percentage, flat percentage over the remainder of the abatement agreement. Is that your understanding of what our agreement is, Mr. Berger?
Yes, it is. Beginning this year, 2011, for the next 5 years.
Okay. We appreciate Golden Pass's cooperation in connection with that. Basically, when the final abatement percentages were calculated, it gave us the opportunity to have higher abatement percentages this year, which trailed down over the life of the abatement. They have agreed to a flat 67%, which is an average of the numbers over that multi-year period, so that we can better budget our funds and have some tax revenue coming into the county coffers this year that approximate about $750,000. So thank you for working with us on that issue. We appreciate it.
Okay. Well, Judge and County Commissioners, I just wanted to say, of course, I'm Tom Berger with Golden Pass LNG, and this is Craig Mann with our property tax department. And just wanted to thank the county and the commissioners for supporting Golden Pass, of which ExxonMobil is a shareholder in the company and initially initiated the project. But we thank you for your support and leadership and helping to bring that really a tremendous economic development project to Southeast Texas. It's been 7 or 8 years in the making, approximately 3 years worth of permitting, and then a little over four and a half years in construction with a little delay due to Hurricane Rita. But in April of this year, we finished construction and have started commercial operations and look forward to being here operating in the county for many, many years to come. In addition to your leadership and help and support in that area, we really thank the county for all the other things it's done to help us from the marine safety unit or insecurity unit on the waterway with the Sabine Neches Navigation District is doing and working on to get the channel improved. And just recently, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers passed the Chief's Report. I think that was last week or so, and that's been a long time in the coming, but that project is now getting the door open for it to move. Additionally, what the LEPC has done with us in emergency response planning, and it's just been tremendous. But also County Engineering and Precinct 3 for helping with the marsh restoration. We were able to use, and we'll continue to do this in the future, but use material out of the berth that was dredged and to basically use that to restore wetlands and marshlands and J.D. Murphy Wildlife Management Area. We really appreciate all the support and help that the county and leadership the county's provided to help our project. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Berger. So the motion on that item would be to set the remaining years of the tax abatement agreement percentages at 67%.
I'll second that.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Is there any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items passed unanimously. And lastly, on our agenda for today, under Criminal District Court, is Ms. Lewis here?
Yes.
There she is. Is to consider a resolution recognizing Renee B. Lewis for her years of dedicated service as Criminal District Court Coordinator and to the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That item passes unanimously. Ms. Lewis, Judge Stevens, would y'all like to come up to the podium? Okay, this resolution states that whereas Renee B. Lewis, who is fondly known throughout the courthouse, has served the citizens of Jefferson County as Criminal District Court Coordinator for over 8 years, has served as an extremely dedicated county employee, and has announced her retirement. Whereas Renee had made a profound impression on the citizens, attorneys, judges, and staff members as being a person of extreme competence, tireless energy in helping reduce the felony criminal case backload and expediently disposing of criminal cases to the benefit of the citizens and those involved in criminal justice for Jefferson County. And whereas the Criminal District Court and those in the courthouse will greatly miss Renee's competence and reliability in helping to improve the quality of life for Jefferson County citizens. And whereas all of us join in congratulating Renee on her retirement and wish her many years of happiness together with her family. Now, therefore, the Commissioner's Court for Jefferson County does hereby resolve to acknowledge the service, dedication, and friendship Renee has contributed in service to the Criminal District Court and the citizens of our county, and we urge all our community to join in congratulating her upon the occasion of her retirement. Judge, would you like to say anything?
I'd like to talk her out of this. She's a wonderfully dedicated lady, like so many of the employees with Jefferson County. And I do want to thank her and her family for letting her work with this county, because progress has been made with Renee as an employee. We've done wonderful things that you have mentioned. I want to thank Judge Brannick and the commissioners for recognizing Renee for her wonderful years of dedicated and progressive service toward the betterment of this county. We are all going to miss her, but she's also dedicated to her family, as well as this county family. And I know that she's looking forward to spending a lot of quality time with her family. Again, Renee, we're going to miss you so much, and we're going to be thinking about you, and I hope you think of us fondly, and you're always welcome to come visit. Now, you get to say some words. And by the way, you know she is one of the luckiest ladies in the whole world. Everybody knows she's been known to win the scratch-off lottery once or twice. So, yeah.
Thank you very much, Judge Brannick, Commissioners. I will very much miss the people that I worked with and being able to come down to Jefferson County to work. I had to make this decision because of some medical and personal reasons. And I am enjoying retirement very much, as it turns out. Thank you again for your very kind words. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, don't leave before we get you your resolution here. As most of the members of the public know, we're in the process of holding our budget hearings right now. We're going to go immediately into those as soon as we leave court. But is there any other member of the court that has any comments or announcements or any other information they'd like to bring? All right, if not, then we will be adjourned. Thank you, all of you, for being here today.